Hello everybody, Brian here from quantlabs.net. In this video, or sorry, I always say video, audio, podcast. Just want to say shout out to everybody that's been listening. We've hit a good nerve in podcasting here. Some of them going to get up to 400 or 500 downloads now, very short period of time. And that's either on YouTube or through the podcast networks out there. Thanks for listening. Thanks for keeping up. You might notice I've been hitting up pretty well one or two topics. That's what you all want. That's what you all get. Not really interested in other stuff, so that's what I do. So here we go on more topics on high-frequency trading, trading systems, and the like. Okay, so as I said, there's two tutorials here I can give you. Now, there looks like a series of decent posts found on a LinkedIn profile, or their articles, they call them. This is from a person by the name of Naveen Kumar Supala, Suppala. So this person's from IIIT Hyderabad, that's India, Software Development Leadership, FOC, C++ Quant, Manager, Principal, Global Quant, Research and Dev, and so on. So let's go through some of the examples here. Some of these headlines are for memory layout, HFT, C++ core techniques, low latency programming, high frequency trading system, component diagram, importance of market order versus limit order and backtesting, kernel bypassing in HFT. That'd be a very helpful one. Processing a 16 gigabit file in seconds, C++. That'd be an interesting one too. Efficiency approach to deal with millions of context switches, C++. Facebook Folly is designed to optimize data structure. Low latency, a C++ technique, non-blocking, lock-free. That's very useful. What is tick to trade latency? Risk management and HFT. I'm sure that would pique your interest as well. A simple credit risk assessment model in C++. These are pretty good. Implementation of a thread safe option, price factory, and sample. I mean, hang on here. We've got a long one here. We've got here one. Implementation of a thread safe option pricer factory using smart pointers in C++. Sample implementation. Quant developer low level document of value at risk model. That's pretty popular out there for VA risk. Parallel computation C++ 17. From what I gather, let me just check on some of the dates here. One of the ones that would be very interesting is kernel bypassing. Let's see if there's any code here. Yeah, these are just concept. Solar Flare, NIC, DMA, so on and so forth. So these are very, I'm not sure here if these are in depth. I'm not sure here. So I'm just trying to see. Yeah, no, these are very, very general, but if you're still interested, yeah, obviously you can go through those. Okay, so there's that. Now, as I said, there is a GitHub repository here. This is from BRBOJ, Braboj Tutorial OS. Now, this is for concepts of operating system. So I will tell you that there are some HFT shops that will take kernel.org, the Linux kernel, customize it, have systems built on top of these customized operating systems, we'll call it. And this kind of article will probably give you an idea how that's done. Again, most likely done. Again, this is conceptual, so there's not any coding here. These are just regular examples at a high level with diagrams. So some of the topics here covered, and the person that sent this, I guess, send out a big thanks for that. So what we're covering here are hardware basics, concepts, layers and operating system, HAL, kernel, middleware, OSAL, real-time operating system. That's the one where you pay attention to. Task scheduling, task state, task switching. I think we saw that in the other LinkedIn one. Multitasking problems. So we are looking at race condition, task dependency, mutual exclusion, deadlock problem, and so on, starvation. Then we have synchronization objects, semaphore, mutex condition, queue, mailbox and flag, interrupt handling, memory management, debugging, best practices, and other references. So in the other references, you will find books, videos, operating systems. Let's check that out. Yeah. So we got operant concurrency, schedule algorithms, memory management framework, and others. So if you want a very low level at the operating system level, you might want to check this out. So again, this is in GitHub. The other one's from LinkedIn. Thank you very much to the other person. If you want to, I'm trying to get people to talk about stuff like this in my Discord. Please go over there. I'll put the link in. If you want to know what I'm trading, go to Substack. If you want some trading books that I put out, quantlabs.net/books for that. And you'll find all that in the description of this audio. Thanks for listening. Over and out.